The Ideal Practitioner. The Ideal Practitioner. The Ideal Practitioner is so aware of principle, its task of being a practitioner is light. The Ideal Practitioner is so aware of principle, its task of being a practitioner is light. Each one of us are practitioners. Each one of us are practicing practitioners in every area of our life. And each one of us love being a practitioner. We love being a practitioner because we live the principle, and we are aware that we are living the principle. We are aware that every thought we think, every idea that comes into our consciousness, every attitude that we have, no matter what it may be, represents the ideal that we are, the ideal practitioner that we are. I am an ideal musician. I play music. I play it with a great repertoire. And my repertoire means that I have a load of music, many compositions in my consciousness. I do not have to look at the music to read it. I have already taken it into my heart, into my soul, into my being. And I live this music, and I sit down and I can play this music, and I can put my heart and soul into the music. And when anyone listens to the music, they hear it and they say, "What glorious music! What glorious music!" Now, they don't say, "How did the composer, the original composer, think of the music?" They don't say, "How should the music be written according to the notes that are on the sheet of paper, on the score?" They hear it and their heart sings out with that music because they know that that music is glorious and indeed beautiful. It is the principle being expressed as music. The ideal practitioner is so aware of the principle, its task of being a practitioner is light. A great musician goes to present his music, and he doesn't present his music like it's some great work of labor. It's a work of art. And though some of the conductors may get so enthusiastic into the music and they're just whipping away with their hands and taking the baton and singing it through the air, in their heart, they're living that music. They know every phase of that music. And when they have an orchestra, each member of the orchestra, they are one with that member of the orchestra. They know exactly what notes that player should have. And they bring that out of the player beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically. The ideal practitioner is so aware of the principle, its task of being the practitioner is light and easy. The ideal practitioner practices what he teaches. He lives the principle. The ideal practitioner is a living expression of all that is beautiful and all that is good. Whatever the practitioner practices, it is glorious, and everyone feels good about it. Everyone feels, "Yes, that's marvelous. Oh, that's so grand. That's so beautiful. Yes, that's wonderful. Yes, that's glorious." Everyone feels this when they listen to a practitioner of music performing his art. Because as he performs his art is flawlessly done. It is beautifully done. There is no labor there. There is only a love. And the original purity and integrity of that music comes forth. So the practitioner is aware of the principle that it has, and its task is easy as it brings forth that principle into life. And you go to a practitioner and you say, I would know more happiness in my life. I would know more wholeness in my life. I would know more peace in my life. And the practitioner would say to you, ah, that's wonderful. And then he would go on in his consciousness and he would see you experiencing happiness, wholeness, and peace in your life. He would see you being the expression of all that is good and beautiful and magnificent, so good, so magnificent, so wonderful, that no words could describe it. The practitioner does not tell you to practice this. He does not tell you to see yourself whole, perfect, and wonderful. He does not tell you to lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. He does not tell you to do anything. The practitioner alone looks into his heart and sees you experiencing your original purity and integrity in your wholeness, in your peace, in your love, in your joy, in your happiness, in your allness. The ideal practitioner teaches by living what he believes. And when you say to a practitioner you would enjoy more, the practitioner does not see you enjoying none or little. He just sees you overflowing with the choice of your heart. He sees you overflowing because he sees you radiating outwardly what he is. And he sees you being what he is now and always. The practitioner, the ideal practitioner, is the great conductor of the arts of life. He is the great conductor of the music of life. And no matter what it is that you have in your heart and your soul and your being that you would express, he sees you expressing that. He takes his baton and brings forth out of you that which is already there, because it's already there in him. And as he lifts up his baton, and as he sees you radiantly alive, he sees you peaceful, he sees you whole and perfect, he sees you all the things that you would see for yourself and do see for yourself. But he brings that music out of your soul, out of your being, because that is the music in his soul, in his being. That is the joy in his heart, and that is the love of all that he is. And that is all that each of us are. The ideal practitioner chooses its original purity and integrity at all times. And the ideal practitioner sees all in its world experiencing and expressing its original purity and integrity at all times. And as it does this, it carries out its privilege of being a practitioner. But each one of us on earth, each one of us in heaven, each one of us in the allness are practitioners. And we are practicing what we believe, our awareness of principle in our life. And as we practice our awareness of principle in our life, we live that so fully, so beautifully, so wonderfully, that every desire of our heart radiates forth, beams forth, delights ourselves and our world, our original purity and integrity for whatever it is we think about, whether it's peace or love or harmony or wholeness, whatever it may be, it is done. And it is done now. It is done now because we are the ideal practitioner. And we are aware of the principle and its task of being the practitioner in us is light. The ideal practitioner practices what he teaches and lives the principle. The ideal practitioner chooses its original purity its original integrity at all times. And it calls it good and very good. Today, with me, be the original practitioner in your life. Be the ideal practitioner in your life. Be the wholeness and the purity and the goodness and the truth, because that's what you are. And it is done now for you. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There's only the present moment now. And the now we don't even recognize, because we live the now and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.